This video details the Israeli destruction of Gaza's agricultural sector since 2023, leading to the current man-made famine. Historically, starving an adversary's population has been a common war tactic since antiquity. Unfortunately, it persists in contemporary conflicts, despite advancing norms and legal frameworks protecting human rights. Consider the U.S. spraying herbicides during the Vietnam War in the 1960s to destroy the rice crop, or the coalition forces bombing Iraq's water infrastructure in the 1990s. This tactic is just as common in civil wars. In Syria, since 2011, fighting groups have destroyed food and water storage facilities of rival supporters and blocked access to international aid. Restricting aid flows to enemies or directing them to one's own supporters is a particularly common power play during periods of state instability. Throughout the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, there have been several joint farming initiatives, such as Olives of Peace in the West Bank or Tent of Nations near Bethlehem. Pomegranates, olives, and other traditional Middle Eastern staples were jointly grown as a reminder that nature and humanity knows no borders. Most of these farmlands were destroyed in 2024. The loss of landscape, now surviving only in memory, is also explored in Katerina Alinik's paintings. While open-source satellite imagery tracing may be an unusual exhibit, it is widely used to track security developments. NGOs monitor the movements of construction vehicles in North Korea or Iran to document the expansion of nuclear facilities, or track the flows of refugees in Bangladesh to anticipate camp overflow risks.